welcome in Dean Lester and Trent Langscale to preview this meeting today. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, good, thank you, Nards.
And Trent is with us from the TAB. What's the betting interest been like today, Trent?
Good morning to you, Nadia. And there has been interest in many of the races on the card, but as we do see when we especially do those night meetings, Nadia, there are times where the punters, they just have a... they don't narrow in on one or two horses in particular in different races. So, obviously, Dino will have his thoughts on the program, but there has been some good early support, and that was the case also for Caulfield's Twilight meeting last Wednesday.
How do you rate the strength of this program, Dean?
Yeah, it's not too bad, Nards. It's a really interesting two-year-old race and a couple of, I think, progressive horses through littered through the program.
Looking at race one, this is a maiden, 1,400 metres the journey. We've only got the five runners doing battle and virtually every one of them has given a chance, Trent.
And there hasn't been too much change in the market this morning, Nadia. We have Viv Said No, who is the favourite at $2.25. Did open $1.90, so has got out from the original quote, but hasn't budged today at $2.25. Auric Gold at $3.20, being around about that price. Nicker Smile at $4.60. Milady Cabrio at $5.50. And Rebecca is the outsider of the five at $17. So not too much to report from betting-wise today, but Viv Said No did open $1.90 and has got out to $2.25.
Tactics could be key here, Dean. Look, who do you have in a prominent position?
Yeah, you're right there, Nards. I'm sure that the tactics are the key element in the small field. But maybe the outsider in the field in Rebecca might go forward as it led last start. Horse like Viv Said No has shown tactical speed in the past. Norwich Gold's got that gear change from winkers to blinkers first time. So I'm suspecting that there may be the three going forward.
Okay. Well, what do you like? What have you gone for?
It's not a race I want to get that involved in, Nards. Viv Said No is deserving of a win in one of these sort of maidens. Has been running quite well, was in the worst part of the track two starts back and then ran okay last start. Auric Gold's got that gear change, as I mentioned, to the blinkers first time, will be competitive. Nicker Smile, number two, looked like a complete slogger last preparation, but recent jump out was a lot sharper and might be made some improvement in its break. And Milady Cabriot next best, who had issues last start. But yeah, a lowly start to the day, but things hot up from there. 3-1-2-4.
So we go 3 from 1, 2 and 4 in the first. Race number two is a maiden to be run over 1,100 metres. Some no scratchings, but it's an interesting market here, Trent, because we've got two debutants who are first and second favourite.
Well, Nadia, this is one of the races where there has been good interest, and particularly in the form of Over and Above, who opened a $2.60 favourite, and now well in the market as $2.10 favourite. You have a Summer Sham at $2.80, did open $2.60 and been either $2.80, $2.90 majority of betting there. Lord Mornington at $4.80 has been easy in the market, opened $3.80. And then you've got Conga Doro, the other in single figures at 5. The other two, Royal Pegasus 15 and Surgical at 51. But Over and Above, one of the better supported on the card for the Twilight meeting at Ballarat. Open $2.60, $2.10 favourite now.
Well, it all comes down to what these horses have been doing at jump outs, Dean. How have you assessed them?
Yeah, well, Nads, most of these horses have shown a degree of tactical speed, so I'd be loath to have an accurate speed map, but the two first starters are the key elements to the race. Over and Above, they both trialled both Over and Above and Summer Sham at Werribee recently. Over and Above trialled with Rock and Gold, who won the Kensington Stakes on Saturday, and that trialled very well. And Summer Sham trialled with the group performer Mr. Sneaky and also Prezzato, who ran so well on Saturday. So they've both got really strong trials they're coming off, and it'll come down to people's opinions on which one went the better. For mine, I just think Over and Above looked pretty strong through the line. Summer Sham was very good. I think they're probably a level above the rest. Lord Mornington has had a few goes now in his first preparation, so I don't know if he'd be on the improve. And Conga Doro was a better run last start. But the safest option is the first start Quinella. But giving an opinion, I'll go with Over and Above. 2, 6, 1, 5.
So 2 from 6, 1 and 5. That's a very interesting maiden race, number two. Guys, to the third now. Here can take out runners 3, 11 and also the 13. How does the market look at the moment in this race, Trent?
Nadia, the favourite in Rubina has drifted marginally since opening $2.30, still right at the top of the market at $2.50, but the support has been for Templar, particularly this morning, $4.60 into $3.90. Those two, they're separating themselves from the rest of the pack. You've got Messerschmitt at $7. The other couple that are in single figures, Ben Hercules at 8 and Concrete 9.50, then it's 11 or better the rest. So in the third, Rubina just drifting as the favourite, 230 to 250. The shortener this morning has been Templar, who's been 460 into now 390.
We've got a few first starters in this race too. Look, quite a large field as well, Dean. How do you see it being run?
Yeah, I think probably from what I've seen, Nadia, the one I haven't seen is number 10, Zetmore, but of the rest, OK Boss has got nice speed. Black Label Lady showed nice speed in a jump out recently at Cranbourne. Rubina, I think, will use Barrier 1 to advantage. And the interesting one on the map might be Messerschmitt. Showed really good speed on debut and just weak and late, but a recent jump out at Werribee was ridden totally contrary to that sort of pattern, was ridden off the speed, given a chance to balance. So I wouldn't have him necessarily in the first two or three, as you may expect off his debutant stakes run.
Well, the favourite in the race is Rubina, a youngster for Tony McAvoy, who we've only seen once at the races and comes through a metro race. So how have you sort of lined these horses up?
Yeah, and I'm going with her. She chased well in the race won by Setsuna on Melbourne Cup Day, first race on Melbourne Cup Day, and of course Setsuna had also won the Inglis Banner, so I don't think there's anything wrong with the form. Was given a pretty easy time in a recent jump out at Werribee, and just think's got the talent to use Barrier 1 here, and with that race experience under her belt, I'm going with her. Messerschmitt, as I said, I like the way that went about the recent jump out at Werribee, given that chance to balance up and run home and look strong through the line. So respect him first up. Seven Templar was a really eye-catching run on debut at Sandown, and format of that race has worked out pretty well, and he looks a good contender as well. And of the first starters, I thought number one, Ben Hercules, I thought he trialled okay recently, ran fourth in the jump out, but looked to be going through his gears quite comfortably, might be next best. But I'm pretty sure it's a handy two-year-old race, but I'll put them in 14, 7, 5 and 1.
So 14, 7, 5 and 1 in the third. Fourth race is a three-year-old maiden, Scratching Trent, number 5.
Well, the market did have a little bit of a reshape this morning, Nadia, with Evolutionist coming out. Caribbean Wonder had been the favourite three-up betting and has been pretty solid at the $3.60 mark this morning. But you've got Dan Banner, who's been the shortener, $4.60 on into $4 there on the second line of betting. Belichick, for all the New England Patriots fans, currently a $5 chance, was $4.60 this morning, so there is an ease there. A couple of $6.50 in Jeddah, a header, and Spirit of Phoenix. Spirit of Phoenix, notable, Nadia, opened $21. Yes, Evolutionist has come out this morning, but there was specking even before that, and this morning has been $8.50 into $6.50, and then Golden Lance heads the rest there at $10. So Caribbean Wonder, $3.60 favourite, but there's been support this morning for Dan Banner, $4.60 into $4, and just noteworthy, at a bigger price, Spirit of Phoenix opened $21. Now rated a $6.50 hope.
And where does the speed come from in this, Dane?
Nards, I think the likely speed, I think Caribbean Wonder will use Barrier 1 to advantage here. Maybe Recycle's another one that'll be handy, and I'm expecting the likes of Mishmash, Spirit of Phoenix won't be far away. It's just probably whether horses like Dan Banner and Jeddah Header from out wide push on from their two outside draws. But I think the inside draws probably have the speed.
And a few chances as far as the market goes. Look, how have you rated these horses?
Yeah, it's quite an open race, but I'm going with the one that there has been specking for here in Spirit of Phoenix. I only had the one run last year at Echuca, and in that race ran fifth. I thought it was a more than acceptable debut run, and when you look at what happened out of that race, Casino 14 won the race, then went and ran second to Merchant Navy in a stakes race. Snitzer Peg won two stakes races, both third and fourth were city winners, and Spirit of Phoenix ran fifth. So really strong race at the time. Has had a recent trial at Tatura, was ridden along late, so it had a good hit out over 1,100 metres. I just thought it was a bit of each-way value. Number 11, Spirit of Phoenix, ahead of 3, Caribbean Wonder. It's got nabbed right on the line last start by Black Machine at Stall. I think we'll be very competitive here using the gate to advantage. And number 4, Dan Banner, looks a really nice moving horse. Didn't run any time in a recent trial at Werribee, but like the way he stretched out over the final stages, he looks a really sweet mover. And 6, Golden Lance, just found them a bit sharp for him over 1,200 on debut, but I expect at 1,400 he'll be better suited. So quite a competitive race, but I thought 11 was a touch of value. 11, 3, 4 and 6.
11 from 3, 4 and 6. That takes today's meeting at Ballarat with Dean Lester and the Tabs' Trent Langscar. We're up to race number 5, which is the opening leg of the quaddie to be run over 1,600 metres, and the Scratching Trent is number 8.
First leg of the quaddie, as you touched on there, Nadia, but not too much in regards to betting moves here. We've got Potentate, who is the favourite at $3. Sky Punch at $3.70. Hasn't really budged too much this morning. Big Sir, there has been a firmer up here, $6.50 in the five. That's the only real firmer of note. You've got Chiroz at $6. Then you're getting to the double figures headed by Pray For Us at $10 and Tom Puss, the best of the others, at $11. So Potentate is the $3 favourite. At least there has been some support for Big Sir. $6.50 into $5, but not one of the bigger betting races on the cards this afternoon.
And who do you have in a prominent position here, Dean?
Yeah, I would certainly expect Potentate, as you know, the Waterhouse bot horses, they usually take up prominent roles, and I'd expect him to do that from barrier 6. I don't think Tom Puss will be far away from barrier 1 and Sky Punch from barrier 3, and I'd expect they're clearly the front three runners here.
Okay, what have you gone for?
I'm going to go with Sky Punch. I just thought third up from a spell, he's probably ready to win. Probably thought he just lost his cover and came out a touch early at Geelong, and that just made him peak on his run late. And I just think if he can just sit behind the leaders for that little bit longer and have that last run at them, he'll be hard to beat. Shiroz is a horse I've got a lot of time for. His win on debut was quite outstanding, I thought, really, at Colac, given that he, to me, looks like a horse that needs this sort of distance. And then last start, he was run off his feet over 1,300, but up to the mile today, I think he's suited. Big Sir had to chase from a long way out at Geelong, and I thought his run was more than adequate first up, and he'll be a lot fitter for that run. And Potentate's certainly got a winning chance because he makes his own luck. Does go up and bid him weight on his last run, but quite a competitive race. 6, 5, 4, and 2.
So we go 6 from 5, 4, 2. Race 5. Look, race 6. There are no scratchings.
For the 6th here, Nadia, we've got Critical Thinking, the favourite, but has been easy this morning, 320 to 360. The money has come for The Regiment, who's been 7 into $4.20 and an opening price of $8 as well. So that's where the money's come. And that's the boss at $5, pretty solid at that price. The other gallopers in single figures, you've got Casio at $6.50, but has been a notable drifter from $4.80 this morning, and also Mighty Moshi at $8.50, and then Diamond Spinner, the best of the others, at $10. So Critical Thinking, a drifting $3.60 favourite. Support for The Regiment, who's been 7 into $4.20.
And where do you see this race settling down? Who goes forward, Dane?
Could be a key element to the race, Nards. I'm thinking that maybe Critical Thinking and the Cheetah, barriers 6 and 7, maybe the speed element. A horse like Mighty Moshe could lead them if they so desire, but they seem pretty keen to ride it a bit passively last time. And then the well-backed The Regiment from out wider, he might just come across and land behind those. But, I think it's a key part of how this race sets up, how much pressure there will be early.
Have you ranked them?
I think the best horse in the race is number 3, Casio. I don't think he had a very good preparation last time in, and it's not in keeping with his true ability. I think he's trialled well leading into this, and he's a horse that's been placed in a Bendigo Guineas, and he resumes here. I'm going to go with him to beat number 6, Critical Thinking, because I do think he'll be on pace. After his win 3 starts back, he was placed at a pretty asked to be competitive at a pretty high level at his next 2 runs, and he wasn't disgraced. He's first up here, should run well. 8, The Regiment, I can certainly understand the backing for him coming off a fast race first up behind Nature Strip. And Nat's the boss, who had a long time off the scene, getting fitter for 2 runs back from a spell, is well graded here with the claim. But I'm loading this leg of the quaddie up, Nards. 3, 6, 8, and 1.
So we go 3, 6, 8, 1 in race 6. The 7th race is a 64 event over 2,200, and the scratching's number 11.
There hasn't been too much movement in this race here, Nadia. You've got Euroman, who is the favourite at $3.30. He hasn't really budged from that price this morning. Gilchrist at $5.50. Hammerstein at $6.50. There's been a bit of specking this morning for Prince Albie, who's been 10 into $7.50. Other hopes, you've got Column at $8, Timmy Carr at $8.50, and then to the double figures, Tradici and Siddle's birthday at 10 and 12 respectively. So not too much happening here in the 7th. Euroman, the $3.30 favourite. There has been at least a little bit of specking this morning for Prince Albie, who's been 10 into 750.
And how do they map, Dean?
Nards, I think that for a staying race, there's a little bit of speed early. Tradici, Colm, Hammerstein are going to be prominent, and Timmy Carr, they made the announcement last start, they wanted to be prominent, and he just couldn't quite get in, but I think he'll be right up on the speed as well.
All right. Are you with the fave or are you going elsewhere?
Looking for a bit of value here, Nards. I'm going with Timmy Carr. I thought he ran pretty well, second up off a spell. They made the announcement that they were going to try and punch forward. And I just think 1950 metres around Yarra Valley, there was just horses kicking up inside him and a bit much pressure, but didn't give it away. And I think fitter for that run, the market suggested that day that he would run a good race. And I thought he did enough given the circumstances. And senior rider on, I thought Timmy Carr represented a bit of value from 9 Euroman, who I think is close to a win. That third up run was very good, and he looks well placed here. Hammerstein's racing well. He's comes through the Yarra Valley race I've just referred to and won it, and he's going to be competitive. And 5 Prince Elby, who's the one with the least convictions and broke through for a maiden win last start. 7, 9, 3, and 5.
So we go 7 from 9, 3, and 5 in race number 7. And then over to the final event, race 8, which is a 70 over 1,400. Trent, a few scratchings take out 5, 7, and also 9.
In the last of the, well, it'll be night by this stage, Nadia. Kingsville Dream, pretty solid as the $2.30 favourite. RKA Overlord, this is where there was early money. It opened $11. And did get into as short as 5. And then this morning was put up at $4.40 after all the scratchings came through, but has eased to $4.80 there, so just a little bit of an ease for RK Overlord. Go down, there's been specking this morning, 10 into 6. Wild Warrior at $8.50, a little bit easy. And then, well, the others that are in double figures, they're all given some sort of a hope. Flofo and Bossy Miss at 12, Cannot Be Serious at 13, and then Notable Choice, in fact, equal outsiders at 14. So could be a really tough one, even though there's a dominant favourite at $2.30 in Kingsville Dream there. At least there's been some specking this morning for Go Down, 10 into 6.
And how do you have these settling down, though?
Yeah, Nards, I think Kingsville Dream will use Barrier 1. I think he'll be prominent. Go Down at 1,400 metres is going to be prominent as well, on the likes of Facts and Orokai Overlord, the other ones probably with the most tactical speed. So an even speed, and the favourite's going to be right there.
And with that being the case, is that the way you're going?
Yeah, I am. I think he's quite a progressive horse. I liked his win at Warrnambool. That was a dominant win, and I think he'll just be better at 1,400, and he can control the speed here and be hard to beat. I'm a bit of a fan here also of number 6, Orokai Overlord, so I want it running for something. Still hasn't really got any idea what it's doing. It got to the front the other day and its ears were flicking around. It still didn't really flatten out, but it won by a margin. I think it's got plenty more to offer, and it's the main danger. 1, Cannot Be Serious. The swung the gear changes pretty quickly on him. Cross noseband on, the bar plates off. He could improve into the placings, and 10, Facts next best. 2, 6, 1, 10.
So 2, 6, 1, and 10. And what's your best roughy quaddy and play of the day?
Best the last for me, Nards. Race 8, number 2, and that is Kingsville Dream. Best values each way, even though it has shortened significantly, I still think each way he raced 4, number 11, Spirit of Phoenix. The quaddy, first leg, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Second leg's the load-up leg for me, 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, and 8. Third leg, 3, 7, and 9, come home on 2 and 6. And the play of the day would be to play the early quaddy. And I'm going to go first leg, the field, which is just 5 runners. Second leg, 2 and 6. Third leg, 5, 7, and 14. And the last leg, 3, 4, and 11.
Wonderful, Dean. All the best of luck today. Thank
Beauty.
You.
Thank you, Nadia.
There's Dean Lester with his look at Ballarat. And before you go, Trent, just recap some of the early bets that have been placed at the meeting today.
I'd probably say the two best supported runners, Nadia, certainly in race 2, number 2, over and above $2.10. That's the best supported runner for the Twilight meeting at Ballarat. And then we go to one of the quaddy legs in race 6. Number 8, The Regiment, on the second line of betting, $7 into $4.20 this morning, but pretty cool thinking, still the favourite at $3.60, but has been easy in the market. So they're probably the two best supported, Nadia, race 2, number 2, over and above. And race 6, number 8, The Regiment.
Okay, we'll catch up with you later on in the program to go through market moves in the next hour or so. Thanks for that, Trent.
Thanks, Nadia.
There's the TAB's Trent Langscale and Dean Lester with their preview of the Twilight meeting at Ballarat today. We're going to take a break, and when we return, Warren Huntley along to look at Benalla.